have a ton of conflict. Because they didn't ask, maybe they didn't ask those questions in that city, number one. And number two, in that city, they never said a lie. They might have said the truth.
So, but what it's saying is that there's a mile above, there's permissible lies, but there's a mile above those lies where you don't lie at all.
Again,
the
Gemara says that somebody will come and lie in three things. They're allowed to lie in three things. Do they have to lie? It's maximum certain things they have to lie. Again, I don't know if Puri is one of them. I think it's rather personal. But the Gemara says you have to lie because if not, you're hurting them. But I don't want to spend time on this now. Maybe we'll do it a different time. Gemara is waiting. We'll see you later Monday morning. You can learn from your guy. Dr. Gemara, we are up to the two dots. Go across from Taisus Chada on Yud Aleph Amid Beis and go down three lines, and there are two dots there. The Mishnah had said, Pa'amim Hitricha, twice a day, a woman has to check herself. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Loi Shanu El Taras. This is only a woman who is engaged in Taras. She is.
Rabbi, did you start the recording?
Yes, I did. I started
the recording.
Prove it to you? Okay. Zakti Gemar Nachamon. Amar Yura Mishmu. Loi Shanra L'Tarais. The only woman who has to do these bedikas is a woman that's working with Taris. Now again, Taris has different levels. There's people that work with Kachim. If they live in Yerushalayim and they eat in Kachim, they are working with Kachim. At that point, this woman is working with the highest level of Taris that people eat. Then there's people that are working with Truma. Then there are people that eat Chulim B'Tara. All those classify as people who are Makbid on Tara. So that woman has to check herself every morning and every evening. What? No, it's Aser Gomer.
You said that there are people that eat
Chulim. It's a Chulim B'Tara. Chulim can be eaten B'Tama. In fact, a lot of people did that. But there were people that were Makbid on Tara. So this woman is engaged in Tara. Let's say a woman that's not engaged in Taras, right? In 2026, when nobody eats Taras, or many years before that nobody is eating Taras, Mutaras without any bedika. There's no need for two bedikas a day. Who cares? Maybe she became a need and she's asked it to her husband. For that, we don't make woman make bedikas. Bedikas are made because we're afraid of Tara. Frank the Gemara Pshita. Shachris Knan. She's not living with her husband during the day, so if she's checking in the morning, it can't be for husband. In the evening, you can make an argument. A woman should check herself every evening. She might have a relationship with her husband, right? She's not an Ida, right? So she should check herself. But in the morning, you can't make that argument. So, again, what is she checking herself? Again, if she's not icing Bataris, why in the world would the woman check herself in the morning? It's not Negeya. And for the Gemara, So what's the Kiddush? Zok the Gemara, Eliyit Ma'aseifim. You're right. That part is not a Kiddush. Without anybody telling me that, the fact that the Mishnah says check yourself in the morning and evening is clear that it's a Taris Halacha. So what is Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul saying on the Sefer? B'shashi Averes L'shamesh Esbeisa. A woman that's going to have a relationship with her husband should check herself. Now that, you could say, has nothing to do with Taras. That's because of marital relationship. Every woman, before she has a relationship, should make sure she's not an Ida, so her husband shouldn't be living, she shouldn't be living as an Ida with her husband. That chumra is only for a woman that works with Taras. Now what does this have to do with Taras? The migu, the boy bedika l'taris, boy nami bedika l'bayla. Because since Chazal instituted that this woman has to check herself for taris, they took it a step further and said this woman should also check herself for her husband. Avo, ein asuka b'taris, loy boy bedika. But a woman who's not engaged in taris does not have to check herself for her husband. We don't care.
Why? I don't hear. The question about taris, they should check her husband. Why?
Well, I can give you a svara, if you want a svara. And the svara is that once we're being machmer on this woman to check herself, doesn't look right that when it comes to shaila of krisus, which is they're living with her husband, we should say, who cares? I mean, don't worry. You're worried about taras, which is a chumrah, if it's chulam b'tara, right? And you're not worried about a woman living with her husband as anida? The answer in truth, we're not. She has a cheskas tara. The Gemara is going to say why later on that we don't even want her to make a b'dika. And we'll find out why later on. But Lamaisa, you're making this woman check herself because of taras. So you're going to make her check herself because of taras, but when it comes to living with her husband, which could be a krisis, not the mezid, she's not doing a mezid, but it's a chayv krisis, I think we should let the Gemara do talking before we start offering all kinds of suggestions. But that's what the Gemara is saying. Again, the beginning of the Gemara was going in the race of the Mishnah. Two times a day she has to check herself, morning and evening. And Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, it's only for somebody who wears Tara. The Gemara answered, Pshita. For that I don't need Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And for the Gemara, you're right. On that part of the Mishnah, I did not need Yehuda Amar Shmuel. I need Yehuda Amar Shmuel for the next part of the Mishnah. Where the Mishnah said a woman has to check herself before her relationship with her husband. That is not clear what kind of woman we're talking about. Comes along Shmuel says a chiddush. Only a woman who's engaged in taras has to check herself before her relationship with her husband. Not at night for taras, for a night at 11 o'clock at night when she's having a relationship with her husband. It's a different night.
But it's not only one time a day. My mind doesn't work here.
No, this woman is checking herself. This woman that works with Tyrus is checking herself in the morning and in the evening, and then again, right before she has a relationship with her husband. And again, right after she has a relationship with her husband. Now, this too has nothing to do directly with Tyrus. So it's small that the woman who's not engaged in Tyrus does not have to have those two bedikas. Now, we don't know why yet. That's what the Mishnah says. Mishnah said twice a day she checks herself, and besides the twice a day, and when she's going to have a relationship with her husband. Morning and evening has to do with Tyrus. Relationship with her husband seems to have a direct correlation with the fact that she's having a relationship with her husband. Comes along, she says not. Yes, doctor. Chassas. Thank you. That's in the last Mishnah. It says, that's in the last Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about the four. You're right. Frak the Gemara, Maika Masmala. What's the chiddush of that? Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, later on in the Masechta, Kol Hanasha Becheskes Tara LeBalehem. All women are assumed tar. That means we don't make them check. So why did Shmuel have to tell to me, when I get to the Mishnah, that Tezvavim and Aleph, I will see it in the Mishnah. Right, Shmuel's not saying anything wrong, but he's not telling me anything I wouldn't have figured out on my own. And for the Gemara, Imi Masnitzim, Hava Min Nahali Mili B'Yishish Yesh Lo Vest. I would have said, it's only a woman who has a set time. That's kavua. So that woman doesn't have to check herself because there's no reason to believe that she's bleeding because she's not at her time of the month. Avu isha she'en lo vest. What of a woman that period doesn't have a set vest? So she has no guarantee, maybe, that she's not seeing blood today. Maybe she should have to check herself for her husband. But by Badika, therefore... That's why Shmuel told the Chiddush that even a woman that doesn't have a vest, if she doesn't work with Tyrus, doesn't have to worry about her husband. Zuck Rashi.
It should because of the Kores.
100% right. It's a great question. And the Gemara is going to talk about it later. The Gemara is going to say why are we doing this? It's Kores. Right. That Gemara is going to talk about. Zuck Rashi. life shadow. I hope everybody finds that it's towards about 50, 20 lines. Life shadow at the Nashakas Aris Bedekas. That which the Mishnah says she checks morning and evening. Avalabailam Mutaris Velaibadika. It's her husband, he doesn't have to check. See, the Shakras time. The Tarasu. It's Taras. It's not common. See, I don't want to say it's not ever done. Because the Gemara says later on there are ways that a person can have Tasmis B'yayim according to Chazal's restrictions. Meaning we will find out that there are restrictions in how to have a Tasmis, but that can be taken care of by day also. So Rashi says, "Hey, Misham Shemitah B'yayim means it's not common. You don't make a takana of Shacharis for the irregular cases of Tashmish B'yayim. Migad the boy Bedika L'Taris Lachar Tashmish, Shema Rasa Lachar Tashmish Machmas Tashmish. Since we wanted to check, Rashi says L'Taris doesn't mean morning and evening. We wanted to check after the relationship because she has to worry about Taris. Meaning, the Bedika after Tashmish is not for her husband. That's done. That's over and done. The Bedika after Tashmish is to make sure she's not Tame. So once we make her do it after, we make her do it before. It's a Mishnah in the second Perek. The Chesk is Tara Lubalaya. Umasnitsin, the Tani Boy Bedika. The Mishnah here said you need Bedika, and there the Mishnah said you don't need Bedika. You'll have to answer the Masnitz of the Hukabasuka Bataris. Right? It's right, you're saying it's a contradiction of Mishnayas. This Mishnah talks about a woman checking herself before Tashmish, and that woman's Mishnah says she doesn't have to. So you have to answer that here it's talking about Asuka Bataris, also Mishayin Asuka Bataris. So we would have figured it out on our own, because the Mishnah Dav Gedalov says she has to check herself for her husband. The Mishnah Dav Tezvav says she doesn't. Obviously, they have to be talking about two different kinds of women. But the answer is, The answer is, I would have thought, that Mishnah is a woman that has a Ves Kavua, and this woman is this Mishnah is talking about a woman that doesn't have a Ves Kavua.
Not that one is having Tara.
Maybe even without Tara, she needs to be thinking for her husband. That would be the Habamina. Kamash Malan, Shmuel, no, that our Mishnah is only for a woman Tara, whether with or without a Ves. Frank the Gemara, the answer has a problem. Because, you want to say that this Mishnah would have been talking about a woman that doesn't have a vest, so she has to check herself for her husband? That's what we thought to say? Can't be. The Mishnah started off, because, even though this woman doesn't have to have the 24 hours, who is this woman that doesn't have the 24 hours? The woman that has a vest, Kavua. So we're talking about a woman that does have a vest, and it says she has to check herself for her husband. So you can have a contradiction from that as well, but you'll have to say Tyrus and not Tyrus. So what's Shmuel's Chiddush? Zog to Gemara, Masnitsa Bein Sheyesh Lo Vest, Bein Sheein Lo Vest. Our Mishnah is talking about even a woman that has a vest, but it's also talking about a woman that doesn't have a vest. Even a woman that has a vest has to check herself for Tyrus. But maybe the woman that doesn't have a vest has to check herself for her husband also. Maybe that part of the Mishnah is going even in a woman that doesn't do Tyrus. Okay, period. That's right. So therefore, Kamashmal also Shmuel saying here, and what would the Mishnah be telling me? The Avagav the Yeshla Vest, meaning the boy Bedika L'Taris, boy Dami Bedika L'Bible. We would have said that the Mishnah told me a Chiddush, that even a woman that has a vest has to check herself for her husband, because she's checking herself for Taris. But a woman who doesn't have a vest has to check herself even without Taris. That's a woman that has a vest that doesn't do Taris. But maybe a woman that doesn't have a vest has to check herself for her husband even without Tyrus.
She's
not. That's Shmuel's Kiddush. Rashi. Zok Rashi. V'masnitza d'ocha b'yesh lo vesta skina. Riktoni v'av b'sham b'da yishayta. Says av b'sham b'da yishayta. V'avada b'yesh lo vest. V'alor v'mayri Shmuel. Shmuel's going on that. V'amav l'bay lo muteris. Av'ein lo vest lo kamar. Shmuel's. The Mishnah doesn't talk about one that doesn't have a vest. The answer is Ben Yeshla Be Ainla. The Kibud Rama Yeshla Vest Boy Bedika, Koshkin Ainla Vest. Right? If a woman with a vest needs Bedika, for sure a woman that doesn't have a vest needs Bedika. Like Kulu, Kamer Shmuel, and Shmuel is saying all of them, Avalabailam Mutaris. Behold, the Ayur Masnissim Yeshla Vest. If the Mishnah is talking about both women, so why did the Mishnah say Yeshla Vest? The Mishnah could have said, all women have to make a Bedika Mutaris. Why did the Mishnah start with a woman that has a vest? Even a woman that doesn't have a vest has to check for Taharas. So it is, Kamash Malon, that even if she has a vest, she has to check herself for Taharas. You would think a woman that has a vest kavua doesn't have to check herself twice a day. Kamash Malon that she does. But a woman that doesn't have a vest for sure has to check herself twice a day for Taharas. And for her husband. And I would think even a woman without a vest, even for her husband itself. Kamash Malon, only women who check herself for Taharas check themselves for their husband. Women that don't check themselves for Taharas, whether they do or don't have a vest, don't have to check themselves for their husband. But we still haven't gotten to the answer of why. Tractic Gemara, V'amre Shmuel Chadizimna. Shmuel said this once already. You know, this is an uncommon thing for us. This is hard for me to understand always. We talk, and we talk, and we talk, and we talk, and we talk. Amaroim said something once. They didn't repeat themselves. We didn't have two quotes from the Amaroim saying the same thing. He said it once. He said it. He didn't have to say it a second time. And the fact that it's quoted twice sounds like there's two separate things going on. Shmuel said it. The Amaroim said, Shmuel, each the she'en lo vest, Asura l'shamish adjetiv dike. A woman that doesn't have a vest is not allowed to have a relationship with her husband until she checks. Well, Kimna, and we set it up later on, only basuka b'taris. So he said it there. So why did he have to say it twice? So I said, well, you know what? He said it once. It was repeated two times by his talmidim. One said it this way, and one said it the other way. The Amira said it once. Shmuel said it once. Rabbi Yehuda quoted it one way, and Rabbi Zeira quoted it another way. It came from the same source. Rashi, even a woman without a vest does not have to check herself. Elam came to Gila Lassus Taurus, unless she's accustomed to do Taurus. But Kimna Lukamon, the man dwarm on board the boy Badika Lataurus. Kimma Basuka Bataurus, a woman that works with Taurus. Ava Labaila Greta, but for her husband, she's not working with Taharas, no. The Gemara's answer is, he said it once, and we figured it out. Tanya Nami Hachi. The Medvarim Amorim. Tzidicha B'chas. Ben Medvarim Amorim L'Taharas. Ava L'Bailam L'Taharas. Same thing we said. The Medvarim Amorim. Tzidicha B'chas K'Stara. That's if he left his wife. He went on a trip. She was to Hira. He comes back. He has no reason to assume that things have changed. And if he's half asleep, he can live with her. I don't want to say sleeping, but the Gemara says later on a person should not live with his wife while she's sleeping. But he can live with her. He doesn't have to ask if she's star. She was star 3 days ago. The guy left town. He came back. Why should he assume things changed? He has a cheskes tara. Avonicha becheskes tameya. What if his wife was Anita? He left town. He has to know that the status changed. She was Anita. How do you know she took care of it? Maybe she never went to the mitzvah yet. Once a woman is Anita, she has to inform her husband that I'm not Anita anymore. Meaning, I don't care whether she's flowing or not, that she took care of what has to be taken care of. I went to the mitzvah after I have to. So Mamela, that's the brisa. So the brisa tells us that a woman that's Mecheskes Tara does not have to make a bedikah for her husband because she's not Isaac Bataris.
Wait, when he left, what day was she when he left?
Doesn't make a difference. She has to go to the mikvah. I don't care what day she was up to.
So was she Tame or
Tara? Well, it depends. If she was Tara, she doesn't have to ask any questions. If she's Tame, he has to make sure that she took care of it. Even if time was there, but time is not enough. There has to be a Maisa Tvila. Rashi, a man who I'm born to buy a bedika l'taris, climber basuka b'taris. I will buy the greater. She ain't asuka b'taris, boy. She doesn't have to. Now I'm going to say over a strange thing. I find it very strange, but it's historically correct. Rotten svarim. The Rama came to Krakow. He became Rav in Krakow. The Rama died very young. He was a very young Rav. The minig in the shul was there was a man in charge of the mikvah. He warmed the wood for the mikvah, and he knew which ladies went to the mikvah that night. This is what happened. I'm not getting involved now, whether it should have been that way or not been that way. In those days, the mikvah had to be warmed and heated up, and the man in charge had to be there to make sure that the water is warm enough that women can use it, and he was there. So the morning after a woman went to the mikvah, this is brought down, this is historically correct, the man in charge of the mikvah used to walk over to the husband after davening and tell him mazel tov. That was the minute. So every man whose wife went to the mikvah, the next morning, the mikvahid, that's what they called them, the mikvahid, came over and said to him, mazel tov. Quietly, not an announcement, quietly. The Ramal came in, he saw that minig, he said it's disgusting, it's a preacher's dick, and he called over to Mitzvah and said, stop it right now. A few mornings later, a woman went to the Mitzvah, the husband came to shul, the guy didn't come over. So he went over to the Mitzvah and said, you didn't come over to me to tell me mazel tov. So he said, the Rav told me to stop, and by the way, your wife didn't go to the Mitzvah list. Because she heard that there's no more telling the husband. She didn't feel like going to the mikvah, so she skipped it. So they went to the Ramah. So the Ramah did a tshuva that he said he would write his sefer in halacha. He would bring down every minig that he knows about. That's why if you look at the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, there's a minig, v'cheinoigen, v'nagu, always. So Shulchan Aruch brings very few minhagim. He brings halacha, Ramachab. Ramah throws him in Hagim. V'yeshnaigim, v'nagu, because he did it as a tshuva for the fact that he was mevat u'minig. Historically correct. What was the minig? The minig was to tell the husband that his wife went to the mikvah last night. And when they stopped it, this woman took advantage of it. I'm just saying the story. Leiter. Story time. Bayiminei, Rav Zeira, Rav Yehuda. Now, you want to know how I know it? There's a Sefer Lev Ivri, written by a person whose name was Rabbi Kiva Yosef, I think Schlesinger. He was in Yerushalayim at the end of his days. He was famous for other things. He's the one that held that in Yerushalayim. You blow Shofar on Shabbos in the first day of Shoshana. And he did it. The Talmidim were upset at him. And when he did it, Reb Shmuel Salant was hiding around the corner to hear it. He didn't want to come out officially that he's right. So he came, he did it one time, and Shabbos was Shoshana, he blew Shofar in his house, and Reb Shmuel Salant came and hid behind the wall so he could hear the Shofar and Shoshana Shochal Shabbos. That's a story in itself, but he, in his Sefer, brings this story from the Ramah. No, different family, totally different family. He wasn't German, he was Hungarian. Should a woman check herself? She's not obligated. But should she? We don't want a woman checking herself if she's not Isaac Bataris. Why do you care? You don't want to obligate her? Don't obligate her. But why do you care? Dr. Gamariam can leave by night for you, Pirish. Because if a person sees his wife checking herself, they'll say, why is she checking herself? Oh, she might be Anita. I'm not going to have a relationship with her. I don't want to take a chance. The woman that works with Tyrus is constantly checking herself. So when she checks herself, the husband says, this is what my wife does. She checks herself in the morning and in the evening and after our relationship. So she checks before the relationship also. But the woman that doesn't check herself in the morning and the evening and after the relationship, because those are all done for Tyrus, and she doesn't do Tyrus, why is she checking herself now? It makes the husband nervous. We don't like to make husbands nervous. That's the answer to Avram's question.
No, but she didn't see anything, right? Her husband won't be upset now.
Okay, so Tysus asks your kasha, and Tysus answers that a woman can have a hargasha. She feels that something opened up. She goes and looks. She didn't find anything, but she might have. The halacha is with her hargasha, she's a suffix nida.
And the din is during that.
She's usher. So the husband sees her checking. He says, oh, she had a hargasha. Now, the problem with this Gemara, and I don't have an answer, is that if every woman did it, then he wouldn't worry. This is what all women do. The answer is the Gemara is assuming you don't have to do it. So the Gemara's question was, what if a woman wants to be frum and do it? Tell her, don't be frum because you're going to make your husband nervous and it's going to scare him away. But the Gemara doesn't say why they didn't institute it. They didn't institute it. And that was Abraham's question a while back. Why didn't they institute it? I don't know. But after they didn't institute it, what if a woman wants to be frum? Dr. Gemara, we don't want her to be frum, because this frum kite that she does has negative consequences.
He wants for her husband to supersede the Shemeth and Tame.
Again, this is a woman that has no reason to believe she's Tame. She has a chesh kasara. So you want, she wants to be machmer, maybe ulai. You know, the husband gets nervous. Why am I wife checking? You know, use this as an example that sometimes ben adam lechaveray trumps a frum kite. I just was listening yesterday to a tape from Matthew Schultz in Today's Storytime that the Targum Sheni in Esther says, there's a Targum Sheni in back of Megillus Esther, this Macross Gedalus has it, it's a translation from Targum, from one of the Tanoim who wrote a Targum, that Mordechai had gone to Eretz Yisrael back with Kairish in the original return. He wasn't in Persia. Esther became a Yisayma, and he came back from Persia to raise Esther. That's what it says in Targum Sheni. This is Mordechai, had been in Persia, had gone back with the original return while they were planning to build the Beis HaMikdash, and then they put a stop to it. He heard that his cousin, the Maisavi of Ima, there was nobody to take care of her. He left Eretz Yisrael, came back to Persia to take care of Esther. Now, he gave up Eretz Yisrael. He gave up being in a place where the Malkam HaMikdash. But it was more important for him to take care of Esther than to worry about his own frumka. So Matzo pointed that out. You see, the Ben Adam Chaveray might be more important than what you think is the right, the frum thing to do. So this is a different example of that. That's a good right to buy me a Rebaba Berevuna. Isha Mao Shetivdek Atzma Kishir Vest Kedem Lechaya Bay Lechatos. Okay, here's a new frum guy. The woman says to herself, I just live with my husband. Maybe he made me a nida while we live together, and therefore he would have to bring a chatas. So would I, by the way. So would I. But maybe I should check to make sure we're not chayav a chatas. It's a shagig. We're allowed to live together. But maybe the tashmish caused them, which can happen. And if it did, we lived as a man and a woman who is a nida, and we're both chayav a chatas. Should you check herself? Is that a frum kite that we sanction? This is post-relationship. After the relationship, would it be a recommended frum kite that a woman check herself? What? It becomes machmer tashmish, yes. We're not talking about a besula now. We're talking about a woman that's married for 5 years. I just picked the number 5. Dr. Gemara, it's impossible. Your question makes no sense. Because by the time... This is an interesting fact. When a woman finds dam 3 minutes after a tashmish, we say maybe it came right now. We wouldn't make the guy bring a chatas. We don't know that he lived with the nida. We don't know when the blood started. So it's impossible to do a bedika fast enough to ascertain that the blood was there at the time of tashmish. Because by the time she takes a bedika cloth and goes and does a bedika, it's past the time that we would say for sure it was there. So the guy would never bring a chatas anyway. How could he bring a chatas? He doesn't know he lived with Anita. Dr. Gemara, Mimishkagas love Medika Kashir Vest. Can you do a Medika during that quick time? Shir Vest means immediately. But Tanya, Aza Shir Vest, what is immediate? Masu Lashamish Vei Choim the Matara Mashkaif. The husband's penetrating her, and right next to it is a Medika cloth. And the bedika happens exactly immediately. Habi vest. So amuli kenuach v'loy lebedika. And even there, the most you could do if the blood, if the bedika cloth is right next to it, is wipe herself on the outside and find blood. But she can't get inside, because by the time she gets inside, it's too late. She could wipe herself on the outside. If she finds blood, that would be from Tashmish. What? Nida, but then she would be a chatas. So you can't ask me, should a woman do bedika? Because even if she did bedika, he wouldn't be chayav a chatas. Ella the shaila is, maybe we should ask her to wipe herself immediately, and then he would be chayav a chatas. We can't ask her to do a bedika because even if she did, she wouldn't be a chatas. So we're rewording the shayla. The shayla wasn't should the woman do a bedika right afterwards. Should the woman wipe herself on the outside right afterwards? Because if she finds blood on the outside right afterwards, then it came during tashmish. Which it wouldn't have come afterwards and made it outside in the time it takes her to take a bedika cloth and wipe herself.
And it's possible that it would never be on him.
It is possible that would never be on him. Yes. Possible. It can be on me. Others say the shayla is different. Hachi boy. Minei. Isha ma'asha tibdik atzma k'deil chai by the Hashem toli. You're right. Chatas we won't be able to prove by the bedika. But if she does a bedika immediately and finds blood, it would be a shayla. Suffolk. By a suffolk creases, we bring an Hashem toli. That's the shayla. Should we encourage women to do a bedika right after tashmish so we can find out if they have to bring an Hashem toli or not? The first version is, should we encourage a woman to wipe herself right after tashmish so she could bring a chatas? Second version is, should we encourage her to do a bedika so they can bring an Hashem toli, which is a suffolk? Amalai, lai sivdai. No. Frank the Gemara, besivda gemamakach, why do we care? Imke libai night for your pirish. The husband says to himself, if right after Tashmish she's checking herself because she's afraid she became Anita, what do I need this for? What do I need this for? That means obviously she felt something during Tashmish. If she feels something during Tashmish, we got a problem. You know what I mean, lady? I hate to say this to you. I'm not interested in bringing Hashem Tolis every day. Have a wonderful life. I can't do this. Husband gets nervous. So therefore, we don't want women doing bedikas. I, the woman that's icing Bataris, we make her do it. Because there's an excuse. She's doing it for Taurus. The husband doesn't get nervous. It's part of her repertoire, that's the right word, for Taurus. Part of her protocol is the word I wanted. It's part of her protocol for Taurus. But once there's no Taurus involved, it's all about the husband, you're making him a nervous guy. We don't want to make people...
Rabbi?
Yes?
Well, why isn't a reason also that we're trying not to oppress her, not just making him nervous, But to encourage a woman to have this, all these extra things might also discourage intimacy from her side. She doesn't want to be nervous all the time.
It was my fault. Your question is because of what I said. Let's reword the Gemara Shaila. Can a woman do this? If a woman asks, should I do it? What do we answer? We're not going to encourage women to do this. You're 100% right. We're not interested in discouraging women from intimacy. But you have this woman, quote-unquote religious, who suffers from OCD, right? And she comes and asks her rabbi, can I do it? It would make me feel better if I checked myself right after Tashmish. That's her OCD. We wouldn't encourage it. It was my mistake. I used the word encourage. And that's why you asked the question, and then you're right. Let's take away the encouragement. Here's a woman on her own, either for good purposes or for OCD purposes, wants to do this. What would the Rav answer, the rabbi? And the answer is he would say, don't do it. That's the answer. And that's not because of her, because she's asking, she wants to do it. So that's because of him. But you're 100% right. We would never encourage it because of her as well.
Okay. All right.
Asked if a husband sex himself. He said it wouldn't help.
So right.
The other day he said that, asked a question, he said Rashi brings down that a husband should sex.
Again, I didn't say that a husband having blood wouldn't be an indicator. The husband not having blood would not be an indicator of a negative. That's what I meant now. Meaning, yes, there's a good chance that if he bled during Tashmish, he would have something on him. But that's not 100%. Dr. Rashi Kishir Vest. Miyad Lacher Bila. Now, the word vest here is a different word than the vest we've been talking about, setting a time. Vest means immediate. Miyad Kachatas. The meaning of the Kama Beperik Beis. Nimtzal Sadin Shaloh Eishayim. If they find it on her Bedika cloth, immediately. Eishayim means Bedika. Likwemer Miyad Lacher Bila. Chayovim Bekarbon. The Vaday Dam Havi Beshazbiya. Because that proves it was there in the time of the relationship. Lebdika l'chayin l'zdokin. A bedika is more than a wipe on the outside. Bedika means entering and going through the whole vaginal canal into the holes cracks and crevices. It's impossible to do it immediately. The shamish, aver, meaning his organ. The aid, sadin shemekanechas bai. The only way it would be possible is if the bidika cloth were right next to his, to her private part, and immediately when he leaves, she would go into the vaginal canal. The kinuach mi bechutz. In the kinuach matzadam, b'kashir hazam. If the shear of picking up her bidika cloth, going and wiping herself, when she finds blood on the outside, chayav and bechata. Aval and bidika matza, but if after the relationship, she goes, gets the bidika cloth, not right next to the vaginal canal, it's somewhere else, and she brings it down and does a bidika, and she finds blood, kvar arach hashir, that's already longer than the shear that we can be definite that she bled during the relationship. It's not standing next to the maskev. We call it a maskev, like parts of a door, meaning right next to the doorway, right next to the entrance. El biyadach tzas, if she's holding it in her hand. But yes, kashir aydev, it's longer because they have all miyadah lemaskev. She has to bring it down from where she's holding it to the entrance. Maskev is the top of a doorway. We're referring to her opening, right? Maskev doesn't mean her opening. Maskev means this is a maskev. A lintel, yes.
And the area is
the can't hear you.
The place, the entrance to the vaginal canal is called the introitus.
Introitus?
That's a lintel. Introit.
In?
Introitus.
Okay, fine. This is one word that I won't remember. It's guaranteed.
Think of the word enter.
Oh, and but it's ayan, not ian.
I'm aware of that. It's a different word. They're related.
Okay. To blashim tali, kibbut lechata. So, maushit the kanach, the answer is should she wipe herself. Isha shayna suka bataris. Mi boi mi kinuach lachatas mishkir vest. Now, Rashi does use the word, do we want it? Leidam tim tzadam, bei bai lechayim chatas. And the second version is Ma'usha Tivta Gudika Mamash, you should do a Bdika, but Ashim Tali. Daminan Lakaman. The Gemara says later on. Nimtau Shalah, Lachar's man, if you find it on her Bdika cloth after the immediate time, Yaisim Kashir vest, more than immediate, Hayavim Bashim Tali. The Suffolk Habadam Bishasbiya, Suffolk Ba'alacha Mikan. It's a Suffolk. The answer is, Imkain Shatachuchen will live like Achabiya. If you're going to make her check, Libay Nike for Kaida Bia. He'll get nervous before the relationship. He'll say, I can't trust my wife. She tells me she's okay, and then right afterwards she checks. Well, it's not the Kabbalah, Derek, when I see Saul Basham, she's going to stay. The Bible Mishnah says that they just checked themselves, right? He and her. Masukas Mataris. Again, that's because of Taris, and when Taris doesn't make him nervous. The reason it doesn't make him nervous is because. This is her protocol. It's only when she does something that's not protocol that makes him nervous. Repertoire is not, I don't think that's the right word. I'm not sure.
Protocol.
I think that's the better word. Repertoire means in his, I don't know, I'm not a good Webster.
Yeah, we know.
It's just a fancier word, that's why I use it. Okay, the test is up to here, and we're going to stop here today. The test is up to here. And Mesh Hashem Sunday will do Chazara, and Monday will go Vayter. That's question Yud over there, if you see it, number 10. When is she Chayiv and Hashem Tali? When would she be Hashem Tali? This is what we just learned. The last piece of Gemara, Mount Shem Tzipri Gazman. Fine.
Another one. Routine.
Routine, okay. That's simpler. We like fancier words.
How about language is... exercise in the brain. That's fine.